listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finale of Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet, Walter LeRae, and that is my dope co-host,
Angel.
Angel, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm good. How about yourself, bro?
You know, I cannot complain, but somebody told me that the complaint department was closed anyway. So we just here, my man. We here.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Testing out one of my other mics on this mother lover. If it sound bad, I'm blaming it on Angel.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's what we doing? Already.
Yeah, you know, pass the buck, baby. Pass the buck.
Wow.
Yo, man, this is going to be like a gumbo type edition of our season finale because so much is going on in the world, man. So how you want to get it started, brother? You want to jump in or you want to dance around the issues? What's up with the world today, brother?
Man, I don't dance. I boogie. You might as well go and get into it, bro.
You don't dance, you boogie. You put that two-step on them?
Man. Stay right here in this pocket. Hey, man. Slow it down, speed it up, match any tempo.
I heard that. I heard you. So, I mean, you know, let's get into it, man. First of all, we want to thank all of you who've been riding with us on our second season, and we definitely appreciate you. Season three is going to be a heater. We having more guests on the show, but you know, a lot of people like to comment on what we do and give us feedback and say they love the chemistry between Angel and I. I want to say thank you for riding with us. We are truly grateful for all of you. And, hey, man, much appreciation. Let me give the audience a round of applause. Hey. Usually that'd be the F your couch button, but I made sure that it was the right button today. Let's get into it, Angel. Let's go, baby. Tell us what's up.
Well, you know, I think it's important to continue dialogue around current events. You know, it's so much, but, you know, and of course, unless you've been under a rock somewhere, you understand that there's been a deep concern over racially motivated tension as of lately. And, you know, I keep seeing videos surfacing online of people getting in altercations and just people acting just like all left pocket or whatever you want to call it. And then also see that there's a shift in certain people who seem to have, posting a lot about what's going on, but then it's kind of like they digress back into the normal social media BS. You know what I mean? So I think it's important for us to continue the dialogue on certain things that need to be changed. And we don't need to change that dialogue until we start to get strategies in place and actions produced for that change to happen. I think that's most important. This is not a movement or a hashtag to where we can post a couple things and then go back to the 9-to-5 day-to-day routine. Like we need to, as a people do, we need to continue to push forward to, you know, search for solutions and search for a better tomorrow. Otherwise, you know, our children's children are going to keep fighting the same battles that our great grandparents fought. And that's where we will, as at this moment, we would have let our generation down as a society if that happens.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I still want justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, let me say that, slow that down. Breonna Taylor. Yes. I need justice for her. I need for her. Those people who did what they did to her, I need them to be arrested, charged with murder, and dealt with. The one that has all of these things have broken my heart, has tugged on my heart differently. Elijah McClain, for some reason, that hurts a little bit. All of it hurt. You know,
because that's a fairly recent one that has surfaced. Explain that one for people who may have missed that one.
Well, Elijah McClain, forgive me because I just had a blur with where he was, what it's happened at. He was walking home from the convenience store and he had a block of baklava. You know, it's one of those face masks that covers, you know, on top. You have the eye slit and so forth. He wears it because he's anemic and he's always cold.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled him over. He was walking home and they came up on him and said, hey, you know, you look suspicious. This is why we're detaining you. And the young man said, I'm an introvert. Please respect my space. And that broke my heart. Because they took him to the ground. And Angel, mind you, that this dude is 140 pounds soaking wet. There's nothing that this, that when I looked at this guy, I said, there was nothing that, that I saw a threat for them to do him that way. To the point that they put him in a chokehold and he vomited. And then he said, I'm sorry.
For what? What is he apologizing for?
My God, man. I look, brother, don't get me to tearing up. It hurt.
Jesus.
You know. See, I'm the type of person, my tears come with pain. My tears come with vengeance. So I have to be careful in everything that I do because, you know, I don't want to take on this persona as, you know, I just want justice for these people. And I'm not asking for it. Yeah. I'm telling you that this is the things that we need to be do. We need to stay on top of these things because none of this stuff that's going on in the world matters. You know, I don't care who, and everybody know about the Jada and August Alsina, whatever. I don't care about those things. What I care about is justice for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Brooks, excuse me, is it Rashad Brooks, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Elijah McClain. And like I said before, it's so many more. You know, I can go back to Sandra Bland. I can go back to Tamir Rice. Sandra, I can go back to too many names that are on this list that we, you know, it's painful. And this is when, you know, you hear this rhetoric that Black Lives Matter, and then you hear these white people who they've been showing out, and not all white people. Let me put this disclaimer out there. This is not talking about all white people. But you put this, you know, you see this, and then you see these white couple who defacing the Black Lives Matter. So I'm like, we're in this crutch. We're in a very pivotal, what's the words I'm looking for? We're in a very peculiar time in the United States of America.
Yeah.
We're at a time where you should understand that the wrong that you are doing, you have been doing this for a long time. And I have a big problem with white people who look like, why are black people mad? Why are you so angry? And my problem with that is that you have benefited from this.
Yeah.
You have benefited from the atrocities on my people. And not all white people have, but those are the people who are pretty much clueless and not have not taken advantage of their white privilege. Because it is a thing as white privilege. But I digress. Back to Elijah McClain. You know this guy was a violinist, Angel? That played to the puppies and dogs that were in the shelter.
See. That's Come on, man. With that level of compassion for stray dogs. You know, I mean, like, dude, how do we get here? I've said it before and I'm tired of saying it because it's not anything to brag about, but I shouldn't be introduced to your life through your death. I shouldn't know who you are because someone took your life away. You know, how do we get here, dude? How do we keep having the conversation over senseless deaths? And why is it at a debate to even have a up for discussion? Here's what I'm gonna say, man. And you know, it's you're right, dude. This is a very trying time because for one, you're tired. We're all getting tired. We're all emotionally drained, and we don't have the energy to keep having the same conversation. So, you know, respectfully, we just don't give a damn no more. But at the same time, we're trying to be responsible not to allow it to develop this hardened persona. But make no mistakes about it, you can only push for so many years until people get to a point to say, okay, we're tired. Yeah. We're not going to have it anymore. And the thing is that for everybody who wants to debate race topics and want to say that America's not racist, there's no such thing as a racial system in place and this, that, or whatever. Look, man, you are nothing but agents of chaos. Because here's my thing, dude. If you really are, like, it's always the person that claims to be a good person. But you always want to play the advocate in a situation that wants to take away from the real issue at hand. So you are an agent of chaos. As much as we have dealt with in this country, you should thank God that we're only talking about inequality and not vengeance.
Well, it's going to come to that point.
Because I don't understand how you paint a stereotype of people being so savage when you are the savages that have been so, you've committed some of the most heinous acts in the history of this country. Mm-hmm. But yet you want us to believe that we're the ones that should be feared. Huh?
Well, you know, I have a big problem with a lot of that. I don't fear any man, you know, especially the white man. I don't fear you. I don't, you know, you don't keep me up at night. You know, I don't fear you. I don't have any problem with putting hands on you as I see fit. But the problem is that with you and I are intelligent black men, and we are very slow to anger because we know that that's where they're going to push us to. And I'm going to bring this up to speed because I want to mention this. I also saw a video of two black young ladies. I believe it was a mother and a daughter, mm-hmm. who was, I guess a white woman had bumped the daughter in the store.
Right.
And they were recording the woman, but they were walking to her as the woman was walking out, trying to get to her car. And they was, you know, running their mouth, and they were recording her, and they was trying to put, I guess they were trying to put Karen on blast.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big problem with this is because, hey, if somebody have wronged you, this is what we need to do. Hey, you bumped into me. You didn't say excuse me, but I see what type of person that you are, so I'm going to get far away from you. There's no reason for me to chase you or to walk with a camera phone, with the phone, putting you on blast because I want the world to see Karen has miswronged me. Or has done me wrong. To the point that I believe if you look at the video, they were kind of beating on the van door or whatever else. The husband backed up. I believe he bumped the lady. I couldn't really see it. And now it's escalated now. You know, because they was calling the woman, the white lady, you are nothing but a racist, you're nothing but that. But I'm sitting up here trying to figure out why y'all continue to interact with her.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so you made your point. You already recorded her. You feel like she did you wrong. And you continue to bash the woman and say what you have to say. And this is where I got a problem with black women. I'm finna tell you, sisters, y'all need to be careful. And black men as well. Everybody needs to be careful. Because once you get your information from them, once you figure out who they are, there's no need to follow them unless you got that equalizer too. And this is the point. The white lady jumped out of her vehicle and locked and loaded and pointed the weapon at them. And you can tell from the rush of adrenaline that flowed through her that she was about to pass out. But she knew that she couldn't whoop both of these sisters. So she pulled out the only thing that she knew what to do is to pull out an equalizer. Now, does that make her right? No. But neither does it make the black women right for continuing to chase the situation down. Because right. Once you have figured out, hey, this woman has wronged me, she bumped into me, she did not say excuse me, this is her license plate, this is this, mm-hmm. this is that, back away.
Right.
It ends at that point. But now it escalated to the white lady pulling out the gun. So now everybody's up at arms like, oh, she's wrong. Yeah, she's wrong. Because we don't need to take it there. But here's another problem that I have. Now I'm gonna put the shoe on the other foot. Had that been a black man,
mm-hmm.
he would have been dead. Had that been you and I, we would have been dead. But here's a problem that I'm having with a lot of this. And this is why I say we have to be slow to anger. Yo, man, when you know that somebody has wronged you as a black person, they're trying to genuinely draw a response out of you. And half of that response that they try to draw out of you is because that's why they like to play ignorant. That's why they like to play.
Of course.
It's a coy mouse type game. Like, oh, you know, I didn't do anything to you. You'll be okay. Well, that'll get your ass whooped in the hood. But we got to understand we're on their territory, on their turf. So we have to play the game differently.
You're right.
So you and I have to be slow to anger. We can't show our emotions because we're thugs. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, we're monsters. You know what I'm saying? And things of that things of that nature. However, I look at it like this. I wish that the black lady, the mother and the daughter, would have fell back a long time ago. Because in my opinion, they put themselves in a lot of danger. Because you know, this is the woman who has a firearm. And once she pulled that trigger, it's all fair game. We don't know what's gonna happen. But if that bullet hits you, you know, you're fighting for your life.
Right. Well, yeah, and we've seen this story before where people have been shot and filmed it, and the perpetrators still get off. So just because you have video of a violent act, it doesn't mean that the law is going to play into your favor.
Right.
We have a long way to go.
Right.
You know, bottom line is we have a long way to go. We have policies and procedures and processes that we need to challenge and get reformed, because we have to remember that, okay, we're making it vocal, we're making it visible, but if the system still remains intact, so does the same dangers.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying walk on eggshells, but what I'm saying is that we have to pick and choose our battles. And more importantly, we have to put our best foot forward. Because I saw another video, I don't know what was going on, but there was a Caucasian woman banging her head up against a window in like a restaurant, and the people on the inside were, you know, African-Americans, and they were laughing and mocking her as she continued to charge up against the glass door and bang her head, and they cracking jokes. They're laughing hysterically. And I'm like, that's not a good look. See, when you want to discuss Ahmaud Arbery, when you want to discuss Sandra Bland, when you want to discuss Breonna, when you want to discuss George Floyd, you can't be out here clowning and cooning and acting a fool, because now you're taking away the imagery. Now you're giving them, see, this is what I told you, this is who they are moment. And we have to stop. We got to stop with the buffoonery. Like, look, man, we got to be serious about this. Like, look, this is not a quick, let's grab my cell phone and get viral moment. This is, we need to hold each other accountable just as much as we want to hold the other people accountable.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Well, and that's the point that I'm trying to make with that. You know, like you got the information, you know what this white woman stand, you know where they stand. There's no need to escalate it. We got to be careful because I'm the type of person, I'm ready to go there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to put these hands on you and I'm going to bless you from here to Sunday and back again. So I know the type of person that I am. I'm not that type of person. I don't do altercations. Right. I don't do misunderstandings.
Right.
But I'm not an idiot. If somebody step on my shoe, I had a white boy step on my Jordans. And I'm like, yo, man, the first thing I'm like, yo, you step on my kicks. But at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, I still got some more at the house. I'm not worried about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're trying to get a rise out of me. And that's the thing that they try to do. They want to pull those strings. And you got to understand there's no strings on me. And I want black people to understand, just like you said, we can't switch positions with white people to think that, oh, well, we're going to be in control. We're going to rock. We're going to turn this thing on its head. We can control. The biggest thing in the world that we need to control is ourselves.
Exactly.
We need to control our emotions. We need to control our money. We need to control our communities. We need to control all of this thing. So we need to keep our foot on the gas pedal, full speed ahead, to get justice for Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Rashad Brooks, Elijah McClain. And I'm going to keep saying those names until y'all start doing something about it. So, yo, we don't need to be buffooning. We don't need to be fools. We don't need to be cooning. We don't need none of those things.
No.
We need to actually have a plan of attack. And it's good to show force, but show unity.
Show restraint when it's necessary. That's the most powerful tool that you have. Because you know what, dude? Listen, man, I've dealt with situations. And let's be real, family. We're family here. So it's no need to shuck and jive with the BS. You know who built like that and who not. You know what it's like when you got somebody that likes to provoke things and they not built like that. And what is the reason for a person to provoke? It's because they're trying to get you to get out of character so that they can catch you in a moment and use the system against you. Because I can guarantee you, as an angry person of color, you're the last person that's going to get the benefit of a doubt. So if it escalates to that point where it gets out of control and law enforcement is involved, you're going to automatically be assumed to be the aggressor. No matter what, in that heat of a moment, you're not going to have an opportunity to explain how we got to here. They're going to handle the situation from that starting point from here because you're already there. Don't allow people to put you in that mindset. Just as much as we have to live for, we have so much more to fight for, but we got to have the right fight. We can't fight listen, man, you're representing the unity, the community now. And whether you want to or not, whether you accept that or not, it's your responsibility. You have an obligation. When you're in public, eyes are on you now. The focus is on you now. George Floyd is looking upon you now. His family is depending on you now, whether you accept that or not. So if you out here posting videos of coon shit, and I said it, coon shit, you're disrespecting that man's death. You're disrespecting Tamir Rice. You're disrespecting Sandra Bland. You're disrespecting all of the fallen soldiers who were taken unnecessarily. Because you know what, dude? We have to get better and we have to do better. We can't just be, it can't be a party all the damn time. It can't be clowning all the damn time.
Man, this ain't a song in the dance.
Dude, if we want to be seen differently, we have to start moving differently. Period. There's no interjection to that. We have to move differently. Trayvon Martin happened back in 2012. It's now 2020, and we're still having the same conversations and the same issues. And let me remind you, Trayvon Martin was taken away from us from someone who wasn't even in law enforcement, but had ties to law enforcement. And he walked out of that courtroom a free man. I'm not saying
and you richer.
Should fear anybody. Yeah, freer and richer. So he was rewarded for his evil. But here's my thing, what I'm saying is that, look, guys, we can't go into every situation looking for the altercation because we're going to find it every time. It's there. On the other note is, look, we have to open the dialogue and continue to have conversations, but we also have to be in a place of trying to seek understanding. There's people who are trying to listen to us. We have to be sure that we're saying the right things. We can't attack those that are taking the time to give us their ear. We can't put all people in the same category. Guys, we can't trade devils. We can't say all white people are this, that, and the other and treat them all the same. We have allies. I've seen some white people who have stood up more than certain people of color, and I'm disappointed in some of you.
And a lot of people white people have lost their lives as well.
Have lost their lives, have lost their financial stability because they believe in what needs to be done and it needs to be done the right way. Guys, we have support around the globe. So we need to continue to build this momentum and we need to do something. I don't want to hear from Kanye West. I don't give a damn about what Kanye say he doing.
I'm so sick of that Negro, bro.
Yeah, I know a for George Floyd's funeral and all this, that, and the other. Now he's talking about he running. Look, dude, Kanye does not represent me. He doesn't impress me, nor does he represent me. I don't give a damn what Jada Smith is doing in her bedroom and who she's doing it with. I don't care. Y'all can defend that nonsense and debate that nonsense all you want, but that's the problem. That's the problem. When you're more concerned about what Jada's doing than what legislation is doing right now, that's the damn problem, guys. That's why we continue to stay stuck. Y'all worried about what's going on in the White House, but we not even challenging local legislation. We're not holding, okay, so we want to say that, okay, George Floyd, we want justice, but who's the prosecutor on that case? Make them visible so they can be accountable. What's his name? What's her name? Not just him, the whole team. Because we want them to know, if y'all mishandle this, we're holding you accountable for this.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
While we allow them to move in the you know, behind the shadows, but you know what? When something happened to George Floyd, y'all brought up his whole history. Y'all brought up things that didn't have anything to do with the way he died. So if they want to do that, then you know what? Whoever's the prosecutor on the case, whoever is the judge on the case, make them public, make them visible. Don't let them hide behind the anonymity of BS. Hold them accountable.
Well, it's the same thing they did to Botham John. The same thing they did to Tamir Rice. Excuse me.
Yes.
No. What's my young, the young guy that George Zimmerman murdered?
Trayvon Martin.
It's the same thing they did. And, you know, Botham John was in his house and he was murdered. Right. Atiana Jefferson was in her home with her nephew and she was murdered. She was shot by a Fort Worth police officer.
Same thing with Breonna Taylor. She was in her home.
She was in her home. You know, it's home. Too many similarities that I'm trying to get you people to understand. We have got to keep our neck. I don't want to say that because that's in poor taste to how George Floyd passed away. Excuse me. But we have to keep our foot on the gas pedal, and we need to keep going until we get solutions. And meanwhile, people, while y'all are worried about what's going on in Jada and Will's bedroom, Russia has elected Putin for a lifetime term as president. China has made moves on the world stage as well. This is because we have in office, Trump is an idiot. He has not done anything on the world stage but get a warrant issued for his arrest. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of this fuckery that we're dealing with is on purpose, because there's things in the world that is going on that we're not privy to because we're worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah, gossip, celebrity news.
And it's things that's going on in the world that is, you know, especially these Christians. These Christians ought to be like screaming down to the mountaintop.
Okay. So let's slow it down just one second. You brought up Breonna Taylor. And this is where I want to go in. When I say you focusing on the White House, but you're not focusing on local legislation and lawmakers and whatever. Listen, what was done to her was able to be done because they passed a bill on no-knock warrants. Where were you when that vote went through?
Like everybody was asleep. They do this.
That's
at
what
the,
I'm saying.
They do this at and the, that's what I'm, and the that's twizzy the of the night. Were you chilling?
When they say
they're passing bills on you, bro.
When they say ignorance is bliss, that's a lie. Ignorance is not bliss, because I don't see nothing blissful with a young lady sleeping in her own home where she should be safe, being awoken, been waking up by people in street clothes without even saying why they were there. And she has a right to defend herself and ends up losing her life. Like, dude, it's one thing that you can't be outside. Now you can't be safe in your own home. You can't be safe in your own home.
No, you can't be safe in your own home. No,
the young lady in Fort Worth was at home. Botham John was at home. Like, you can't be safe in your own home. But what I'm saying is that, guys, we have to focus on what needs to be focused on. The protesting is great. it got attention, but we need to start hitting the system and dismantling the system where it is. And this is what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, it's not a competition, because some of y'all are acting real funny right now because you want to do your thing and you want to be the one, the fourth in the forefront. You want to be in the limelight. Guys, we got to put aside pride and ego. We got to get that Jim Crow out of our system. If a movement is starting and that movement is making moves to do what it needs to do, to make the changes that need to be made, who cares who started the movement? Get behind something that is feasible. Get behind something that is real and support it. Get involved. I keep seeing people wasting time debating on Black Lives Matter. So let's address that real quick. I see you guys, you know, Grow the Heck Up and other people keep posting these conspiracy theories about Black Lives Matter is created by lesbian women who are attacking the Black family unit, and they are evil, and they're sponsored by old Jewish men. Listen, I don't support the organization. Black Lives Matter is a statement. Just because I say Black Lives Matter doesn't mean I support the actual organization. And here's the thing that pisses me off to the highest level of pissivity. You will put so much interest and energy into debating semantics that mean nothing, but you don't ever offer solutions. Okay, so if you got an issue with Black Lives Matter, tell me how can we derive at a better route to get what needs to be accomplished? Or is it that you just want to be the person that starts the argument about something, but you have no solutions in mind? Yeah, we call those agents of chaos as well, because all you're doing is producing chaos. I don't give a damn about the organization Black Lives Matter. So let's get that straight. So whatever they do and those members have done, they don't represent me. What I care about is George Floyd's family and the hurt that they had to have suffered that was unnecessary. What I care about is Tamir Rice's legacy being snatched off this earth for no damn reason. What I care about is Sandra Bland, who was illegally detained and murdered while in police custody, and yet nobody's discussing any kind of repercussions for what has happened to that woman. I think about that situation with that young lady, that sister, how she must have felt alone in the last hours of her life, afraid, scared out of her mind. No human being should ever go through that, especially in a country that's so-called the land of the free. How do you justify such a wicked act? You illegally detain this woman. She ends up dead in your custody, and there's no questions that are answered, and yet there is no resolution. And here it is, 2020, and there's nothing done on behalf of this woman. She ends up as a hashtag, maybe a t-shirt and a couple posts, and that's it? That's it. She was a person. She was a living, breathing person. I shouldn't be introduced to this beautiful woman by her death. That could have been my sister. That could have been my mother. That could have been my aunt. Like, get it through your head. Like, this is not just a hashtag. Listen, don't let it be somebody else. That's the whole point of what we're fighting for. George Floyd should have been the last. And now we got another one. A young man who's an introvert and anemic, who plays violins to puppies in a pound so that they can have some sort of comfort, a functioning law-abiding citizen now dead, who was apologizing to the people that were beating and just taking his life for no reason because he looked suspicious? Bruh, where is that a crime? Where is that a crime? If we're gonna go after people for the way they look, let's start at the White House.
Word.
Let's start at Capitol Hill. If we want to talk about suspicious, come on, dude. Let's stop with this nonsense. I don't want to hear what T.I. and Killer Mike have to say. It's up to the everyday people that have to fight this battle every day. We don't have celebrity behind us and the bank accounts that they have to protect us. Until we start pulling together as a community, we got a lot of work to do. And that's the problem. We shouldn't have to call on celebrities to speak up. I should be able to reach to the brother next to me and stand together in unison.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have to look for a celebrity.
I don't know what a celebrity is. So I don't celebrate them people like that, man. It's just, it is what it is, pimping. But I mean, you're right. Listen, you're 100, man. You're 100.
In Wrightsville, Kansas, in 1959, 69 black boys between the age of 15 and 17 were padlocked in their dormitory, and then the dormitory was set on fire. Y'all think this stuff just started happening now? Do y'all think this started happening now? Dude, no. We've been the victim of hate crime since the induction of this damn country. When I say this, people laugh, but they don't know how serious it is. There were states that actually issued a Negro hunting license.
Yep.
That made it legal for you to hunt Negro as if they were animals.
And then I hear people who say, make America great again. And I ask, well, who are you making it great for? Who though? Or whom?
When was it great?
When was it great for black people?
Great for who?
It wasn't great for slaves. Damn sure wasn't great for Indians when they was running it. Cause y'all basically, you know, rape, kill, pillage, and steal, stole everything from them.
I'm saying.
I mean,
and that's the reason why we need to highlight people like the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, Kim Gardner. Kim Gardner has been on the front lines fighting this war, and she's been boldly trying to get resolution. Just early this year in January, she filed a lawsuit against the St. Louis, the police officers' pensions. Because she's trying to hold them accountable. She doesn't want taxpayers to have to pay for their misconduct. But of course, you got lobbyists, you got conspiracies, you got everybody who's in the system trying to hang her out to dry. We as a people, man, I don't give a damn. Why are you discussing Jada Pinkett, but you don't know Miss Gardner's name?
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? I don't give a damn about what's going on in Jada's bedroom, people.
Uh-huh.
Don't message me asking me to give input or weigh in on a show about is it right or wrong, open. I don't give a damn about whatever the Smiths have decided to do in their household. That's the Smiths' business.
Yep.
Why aren't we discussing Kim Gardner and how they are trying to dismantle this woman and push her out? How she has prosecuted and brought charges against 23% of the cases of police misconduct that has come through her office. And they have labeled her as a person who's targeting policemen. They're trying to make her into a villain, people.
Well, until you treat gossip, until you treat the atrocities of black people being murdered, until you treat the atrocities of the injustice of black people like gossip, then it becomes the gospel. The gospel truth is that none of those things that of gossip really matters. What matters is what affects us. What matters is that it's not only affecting us, it's affecting our next generation. So I'm very leery when the gossip is misconstrued in the world. And when I say that, I'm talking about what needs to be the gospel is justice for all black people. That should be the gospel. That should be the gospel that spread it like gossip. And the gossip that you're spreading should not even be in your vocabulary. Because I really don't care about what the Smiths do in their bedroom. That's their, let them do what they do. But let's keep, let's focus.
Not the West.
Hey,
I don't care.
Hey, focus.
Nah.
I need you to refocus and keep this thing alive.
This is too important.
It's too important, man. And this is, look, like every gumbo, you got to start with a proper rule. And this is what we're trying to tell you.
They have fined this woman. They accused her of using campaign money. They're trying to slander her and get her out of office so that she can't do what she's doing. People, let's go. We need to rally and support the people, the agents of change that are in place to produce change. They're trying to demonize this woman. They're trying to push her out of office. And you know what's next? Here come the smear campaign.
Well, I mean, let's get behind Ms. Kim. What's her name? Kim Gardner, correct?
Kim. That's right. Attorney Kim Gardner.
Attorney Kim Gardner, you're always welcome on Ms. Talks podcast. You have a platform. If you would like to speak to the people, you're invited to speak with us. So we'll definitely be supporting you and so forth. And I'd love to interview or have Angel interview you on Ms. Talks podcast. And that's where we are. Real talk, real people, and sincere conversations.
And here's the thing, guys. We can't talk about nonsense. We can't get caught up in what's going on in celebrity news as if that is the end all be all. Because while we're focusing on celebrity news, they're passing laws and passing bills that have allowed them to victimize us continuously. Oklahoma a couple of years ago came under fire because they almost passed a bill that if they have suspected you of anything of a crime, just on the notion of suspicion, they have the ability to seize your bank accounts.
Yes. Yeah,
imagine if that would have went through.
Yeah.
And everybody is all in an uproar because they say defund the police department. It's going to be chaos. Oh, that's how you feel. So then I charge you back with this. Y'all been defunding the school system for the last 20 years. But you've been supporting that. Oh, I get it. You only want the chaos in those areas. I get you. Because you've been selling that lie of defunding school system for the last 20 years. But the one moment someone say defund the police department, y'all get up in that's total chaos. You can't. Nobody said defund them, like eliminate. They just say redistribute those funds because you've been defunding the school system for the last 20 years. And I'm not talking about a couple of dollars here and there. I'm talking about billions and billions of dollars. In the state of California, more than 60% of the city funding in LA is going to the police department. What? So y'all talk about undeveloped schools and underperforming schools, but yet you have all of these funds that are going to police departments. In Oklahoma, they had cut almost $2 billion in school funding for special programs, extracurricular programs, and even essential programs. But the same people who cut that funding turned around and renovated City Hall. You know how much that City Hall renovation cost?
How much?
It was over $200 million. Top to bottom, renovated. New office, new Italian furniture, new desk, custom, imported. But these are the people you have in power, people.
Yeah, because these are something the people that we don't do on a local level.
They're taking your tax dollars and bending you over and just screwing you royally. Consistently. But you argue about semantics. Was Obama a good president? Was he not? Well, Obama didn't do anything for us. Well, if y'all understand how laws are made, and if you understand how government is set up, you blaming Obama is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm saying, do you not know the four branches of the government? Do you not know how this works?
Break it down for him.
No, I ain't gonna break it down for him. Look it up. That's your problem. You being told too much. Look it up. Listen, on Capitol Hill, you got people who've been there for the last 50 years. Do me a favor. Rewind the time clock back 50 years and see what the condition of this country were. And those are still the same people you got sitting in Capitol, making laws, passing laws. Dude, America is real estate. It's for sale. They sell you on this patriotism and American dream, but they all about a dollar in profit. And the biggest weapon of destruction that they have is the debate of racism. Why are you even debating racism exists when this country was built off racism? What? Are y'all for real? So here's my charge to my people. Stop getting in conversations with people who want to quote unquote debunk racism. Because those people know damn well racism is real. They know it exists because they're the benefactors of it. They've been benefiting from centuries. A lot of the people who have inherited wealth and equity, they've inherited off of the systemic issues of racism. They're not stupid. They're not going to sit around and say, you know what? My family did you guys wrong. All of this that I've gained in this life that has afforded me a comfortable way of living is not legally mine. I'm just going to hand it over for your reparations. That'll never happen. So you're arguing with somebody who's fighting for their comfort of life. You are arguing with someone who is okay with you suffering because they don't want to suffer. Period. So when it comes to these conversations and these topics, I see these videos pop up. This dude that thinks he's a smart guy who's always down there in Austin, Texas about change my mind. And he wants to debate the hot topics and he wants to put things out there to trip people up. Ben Shapiro is one of the biggest idiots I've ever heard of. He tries to sound smarter than what he really is. Just because you talk with a certain dialect and because you say things and use words that people may not understand doesn't make it intelligent, bruh. Who are you to debate on racism when you've never experienced it on any level that any people of color have to live through every day? Why am I going to listen to you convince me that it's not real? Dude, I remember me and my brothers coming home from football practice. And I remember a cop car following us. They saw we left the school. They saw that we had the school jerseys on. And yet and still, my brothers, my friends, and all and I were stopped by the police. Where they made us sit there on the curb while they ran the checks on all of our IDs, asking us, what are we doing? Where are we coming from? Did we commit a crime? Hell no. We were too tired to. I don't know if any of y'all have ever done football practice. We had this thing called tour days where you practice two practices a day in the heat of August in the South. If you've never been through that, then that means nothing to you. But if you have, you understand my pain. We were always told that's just the way the world is. So we endured it. We dealt with it. I remember going to a town in East Texas where they actually had a white folks park and a black folks park. This wasn't 1959, fellas. It was in the 90s. And it was called white folks park for a reason. And I remember distinctly being told, don't get caught in that park after dark. This is a kid visiting a town. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You're black. You're not supposed to be on that side of town after dark. People who are black on that side of town end up missing or in a ditch. As a kid, do you understand the horrors of growing up with that kind of knowledge? And here we are, 2020, guys. Imagine all the Tamir Rices out there, the Trayvon Martins out there. Imagine all the the Rashad Aubreys and the George Floyds and their children and their nephews and their cousins. We got more to do. We got a long way to go. We can't lose sight and focus on what's important. Walter, you my brother, man. I love you. God forbid anything ever happen to you. Because I would not be a person that's going to protest. I'll tear this down.
Likewise,
I'll burn this bitch down. But you know what? I say that to say this. I'm dedicated. If you got something going on, if you got something popping, reach out to me, man. Don't be in my inbox on no BS. Don't send me no trying to promote this book. No, man, don't come at me with that. Don't try to send me no link for a single and try to promote your business and you ain't about the change. I don't look. Do you, but do it over there. Don't come to me with it. And if you down for it, let's be down for it. And we got to stop worrying about the people who ain't down. Let them be who they are. But for the people who are really real, man, we need to be seen and we need to speak up and stand up and we need to be strong. Because I'm not going to be a victim. My family ain't going to be a victim. I'm not going to be in the courtroom asking to hug anybody. Unless it's to put a chokehold around somebody who took something from me. Yes, I believe in God. Yeah, I know that's wrong. Hey, whatever. Judge me. Sort it out later. But I'm not asking. I'm not asking. Dude, we have sons. We have daughters. We have nieces. We have nephews. I'm not trying to be on the end of that conversation of such and such didn't come home. Enough is enough, people. Enough is enough. You want to argue about semantics? I don't give a shit about your arguments. You can't convince me of anything. And yeah, okay, you want to argue strategics against emotion because you, that's just like me sitting here arguing something that I've never experienced with someone who is going through it. Of course they're going to be emotional. They have a direct connection with it. I can speak logically about it because it's only logical in my mind because it's only information to me. But for a person who has experienced it and have been hurt from it, they have stress. They have trauma. Of course, they're going to be emotional. And my people, I know you stressed and I know you have trauma. We have more trauma than anybody even recognize because we have been oppressed for centuries. And not only have we been oppressed, we have been mocked with the oppression. It's not just a statue, people. It's not just a flag. It's the symbol of the pain and struggle that we have endured. How you've raped our wives and took them into your house and had children with them. How you've broken our family. How you've taken our children and put them into slave trades. How you sold them as commodity and property. Look, man. America, y'all got to get y'all shit together. Y'all can't sit here and stand on a notion that y'all the greatest country ever until you start acknowledging your BS. You can't come from a history of terrorizing people, abusing people, enslaving people, oppressing people, and then pretend like you the greatest that ever done it. But yet you want to go to war with other people that say that they're not treating their citizens correctly. What? Where they do that at? Tell me, big bro, maybe you got some insight. Where they do that at?
I don't know, B. I mean, I'm living this horror movie with you. 2020 is one big horror show to me, man. God forbid if it's a sequel and a trilogy, but a saga? Nah, I don't want no part of that. Mm-mm. I mean, but you're right. Nah. And I always appreciate how you bring it and drop those gems on us. You know, you definitely, things start locally that we need to be accountable for as well. But everything that's going on in the U.S. or it's misdirection because on the world stage, it's something bigger moving around. And we're focused on the trivial things. Yeah. And the bigger picture is like, you know, it's that old saying, you know, you can't see the forest because you're worried about the tree.
Yep.
You know, and it's like I said, it's misdirection, mm-hmm. you know, but the premises of where we come from and how we go about doing things, it's like, yeah, you're right. We cannot be emotional beings. And because we are dealing with a lot of PTSD, post-traumatic slave disorder.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, is something that we have to talk about. But more importantly, we need to talk about that in our communities and have some type of outlet to focus on one another. And also we need to pay attention to what's going on in our communities to make sure that these things are corrected. So I would not use my platform to talk about celebrity gossip. That's not what we're about. You know, whatever they do is what they do. But however, I still want justice for Breonna Taylor. I still want justice for Elijah McClain. I still want justice for Ahmaud Arbery, Rashad Brooks, George Floyd, Botham Jean. I want justice. You know what I mean? And these are the things that we have got to be mindful of and stay diligent to everything, and not just one thing, but everything. So you should reach out to Ms. Gardner. You should try to get her on the show, and you should interview her to provide a platform for everyone else to support this young lady who's doing great things out there, because we need more people like her on the forefront. And we have got to be diligent. I mean, when I look at the presidential race right now, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because I feel like I did not do enough in my life, that we have to choose from two white men who really don't give a damn about black people. So I'm embarrassed to say that.
You mean, Uncle Joe, who said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't really black.
Yeah. Fuck Joe. You know, I don't care about Joe Biden. I don't care about Trump. I don't care about none of, but like I said before, as a black man, I feel like I have not done enough in my voting rights to make sure that we didn't have a better choice. And that's how we should feel. You know, right. I don't think we've done enough, because if we have to pick the lesser between two evils, that always show that we're not on our game.
Absolutely.
We should not have to pick the lesser of two evils to be the leader of the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, I'd rather look, man, I wish Kamala Harris was better, but it's something about her that just, I haven't put my finger on yet. You know what I mean? But it seems like the so-called black leaders are basically no one or nobody. Nobody stepped up to the plate. And that's why I feel like that we should overhaul the whole system. You know, I'm not a Democrat. I don't vote Democrat. You know, I'm more of an independent. But I never vote for Kanye West because I feel like he's a joke.
Man, you know, bro, if you sit your emotional self down somewhere, dude.
Well, the thing about this is how I feel. You're going to always hear me say we can do more with less. And I feel like, well, Walter, what do you mean? We don't have to overconsume. We don't have to overbuy. We don't have to buy because I'm trying to floss to look good for another person out there, because I want somebody to feel like, oh, Walter has it all. No, I'm not flashy. I've never been flashy. We don't have to, we have to spend our money wisely. And if you're able to have a garden, then I believe that every one of us should plant a garden.
Yep.
We should not be, there should never be a food desert. Mm-hmm. There should never be anyone in our community that goes hungry. We should always be willing to take care of one another. We should always be willing to get our hands dirty the proper way. We should always educate ourselves. We should always read books. We should do the simple things in life can get us further than the flashy things in life, or wanting to have this label, or wanting to do this dance and wanting to be this popular.
Yeah.
I like the popularity of nerds. I like the popularity of farmers. I like the popularity of teachers. You get where I'm coming from?
I do.
So this is gumbo therapy that we all have can kick in, because we all feel like we're going to get something out of it. So right. I understand the passion that you speak of, and I love it. That's why I let you talk. I'm like, yo, this is your show, brother. Go for it. You'll never hear me stop you or stump you and be like, no. Please speak. Because somebody needs to hear these words. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the audience. I love you. I love the audience. And I want people to understand that we're here together, but we have to be better together. We have to do better for one another. So, Angel, with that said, I'm not going to hold you. I just want to get your final thoughts for the audience, and let's wrap up this finale, man.
Man, here's my final thoughts. People, if we want better, we first have to do better. And it's just simplified. James Baldwin did a letter to the people. You know, he was supposed to write a book because he was very close friends with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. But there is a documentary, I Am Not Your Negro. And man, it's on Amazon Prime. It's on all kind of digital platforms. I implore you guys to check it out and listen to what he's saying in there, because a lot of the things that he was addressing in that time frame were still in the habit of dealing with today's society. And we have to not just restructure the whole system with court, with Capitol Hill and law enforcement. We have to do some rebuilding and renovating within ourselves. We have to take our music back. We need to take our music back to a time when it was about expression of love and higher life. We need to get out of this popping bottles and shaking and twerking nonsense. We need to get away from all this Percocet nonsense, this killer music that's killing the souls of people. And yeah, I know a lot of people say, well, I ain't never been that influenced by music. You're lying, because half y'all got babies now from the R&B music from the 90s that you couldn't resist the temptation from. So there's some sort of, there's some level of influence that you felt at some point in time. But we have to get back to a point that we had music to celebrate one another, that our brothers were celebrating our sisters and our sisters were celebrating our brothers. And it was about love. We don't sing about love anymore because we have somehow lost the love of one another and have replaced that with the love of things, money, material things, status, popularity. We come to have loved those things. And the worst of all, we have fell in love with self, and not in the healthy form, the narcissistic form. We love self because we have created an idol within self where everything is about a status or is about a perpetration of a status instead of being honest and real and raw. You know, we have to get out of this, people. And there's no miraculous group that's going to come in, swoop in and save us. We have to start saving ourselves. I bring up Black Wall Street a lot because I want my people to understand that it has been done on a grand level. When we say why aren't there any more banks and why aren't there any schools and systems in place, hospitals that cater to our needs, it's because we have allowed for them to provide those things for us. We at one point didn't depend on any outside contributions. And I'm not talking about desegregation, but what I am talking about, dude, you can go to every city. You can go to California. You can go to New York. You can even go through the South. They have an area that is considered to be the Chinatown. They have an Asian community. They have a Hispanic community. They have all types of communities where they have established things for the needs of that community. But when it comes to Black people, for some reason, if we have Black this, it's considered to be wrong. And not only that, we've been convinced to hate it. And we've been convinced to go and seek things in the suburban areas and wherever else. Long story short, guys, we got to start taking care of ourselves. We got to elevate beyond the hood. We got to elevate beyond the ghetto. When people say that Black people are only held back by themselves, there's some truth to that. Now, we're dealing with a systematic oppression. That's true. But when we choose to hate each other, when we choose to commit senseless violence that takes the lives of our youth, when we're disrespecting our sisters and falsely imprisoning our brothers, when we're stabbing one another in the back, that's a matter of choice. We need to deprogram that nonsense, and we need to start doing what is right for us. There is only one thing that I'll take away from what other people are saying about Black Lives Matter. It needs to matter on all levels, meaning we need to eradicate the hatred, the deep-rooted hate, self-hate that we have for ourselves and for one another. Because every time we have progress, it turns into a bad family reunion and a bad fight for attention. And we get to a position of dismantling and self-destructing because we can't function without dysfunction. We need to grow past that. We need to stop trying to be the only Negro in the room amongst others and start being amongst our people and thriving together. My sisters, I'm going to talk to you for a second. I know some of you have been hurt, mistreated, disrespected, but you got to stop treating all brothers as if they are part of this narrative. And sisters, when you have your other sisters out there that are being malicious and hateful, don't support her because she's a woman. And you're talking about this disguise of girl power. If you support a woman for doing wrong because she's a woman and you want to stick to the sisterhood, you're part of the problem. You are a cancer in the progress. You can't sit there and say, girls, stick together and support a woman when you know she's doing wrong. And for this notion that we only want to seek exotic women, that Black women are not beautiful, I don't know who started this nonsense. I don't know where this is coming from, but it's a bunch of BS to me. Because I will always tell my nieces, you're beautiful. I will always tell my daughters, you're beautiful. My sisters, you're beautiful. My mom, you're beautiful. To all my non-related sisters, you're beautiful. I would never disrespect you to that extent. And if I happen to be in a relationship with a woman from another culture, it's not a disrespect to you. It's not because you weren't good enough. We need to get to a point to release that. Just like if I see a sister in a relationship with a man from a different culture, I'm not going to feel disrespected. That is just who that she was in a relationship with, however that came to be. Now, if this woman goes and says that Black men ain't this, that, and the other, then we got something different to talk about. My brothers, let me talk to you for a second. Look, man, if y'all can get all bow your chest out when it comes to standing up to your brothers, do you want to be violent when it comes to showing another dude that you the man, but yet you silent whenever young boys are being shot and abused? Man, shut up. You ain't shit. If you ain't taking care of your kids, if you ain't taking care of your household, if you ain't standing up and being that example to protect the unity, you ain't shit. If you selling drugs to your people, if you on a microphone talking about disrespecting your sisters, treating her like garbage, like trash, dude, you ain't shit. And I said it, and I meant it. Dude, if you are one of those dudes that always want to talk about violence and can't nobody touch you or fade you or see you, and you got a gat and a gun and you got all the newest guns out there with the extendo and the clips and the this and the that, but bro, you ain't never on the front lines when it matters. You ain't shit. You a coward. You ain't nothing but a coward. It's easy to woof that nonsense in a song and make it a quick hook. But bruh, it's funny how I don't see none of y'all standing there with the protesters. Where's all that energy? Where's all that energy, bruh? When Sandra Bland, one of our sisters, was taken away from us when she was illegally detained, there should have been an army of brothers at that police department demanding her release. Period. I didn't know. I don't care. Whenever they come for ours, we need to stand in unison. Our sisters should not be in a position of fear ever. If they touch one of ours, they need to understand there are consequences. I'm not inciting violence. I'm talking about accountability. If it leads to violence, I can't control that. But if they touch our sisters and our children, they need to understand they need to come through us first. We got to get ourselves together. Stop fighting each other. Stop putting each other down. Dude, if I see another diss track, I swear, dude, I'm going to lose my mind. Y'all got all this energy to be self-destructive and to tear each other down, but y'all let Trump run all over here grabbing them by the crotch, talking about drinking Lysol, holding his campaign and Klan rallies in Oklahoma on Juneteenth in the place where Black Wall Street was destroyed, and all of y'all are mute, silent. What? I don't get it, bro. I want that same energy when I go to the grocery store and I see another black dude mugging me like he Thug Lord, I want you to keep that same energy when you see a cop illegally detaining one of your brothers. Where is that energy then? Where is that energy? See, the problem is we are so disenfranchised. We will stand by while it happens to one another, but we don't stand together. If we stood together, I bet you they would think twice. I bet you they would think twice. That's all I'm saying, man. Brothers and sisters, we got to stop this imaginary war against each other. Sisters, if your claim to fame is to unite your sisters but put down your brothers, you ain't shit. And I said it. And I don't care if you like me or not. And I mean it. You ain't shit. If you one of those women that have to put men down to uphold women, you ain't shit. Period. I don't care how you try to spin it. I don't care how you try to finagle it to make it seem like it's justified. You ain't shit. And if you one of these women that has been supporting Jada and his nonsense, but you ain't been talking about Miss Taylor, Sandra Bland, all these other victims, you ain't shit. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. You ain't shit. If you one of these women that's talking about black women are the most hated and this and that and whatever, while you trying to make it seem like your plot is more unbearable than the brothers, you ain't shit. It's not a competition. We're in this together. We're both dying. We're both suffering. We're both oppressed. All you doing is feeding into this BS narrative that these feminists and these other people have leaked into your mind and think that your plight is more unbearable. You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. Until we come together and start showing love and respect from one another, we're always going to be divided. And the more we stand divided, the more they're going to conquer us. And that's the bottom line, people. My sisters, I love you. Come home. My brothers, I love you. Come home. Stand together, build the family unit, and let's get back to the point of what we used to be. Let's get our blocks together. Let's get our neighborhoods together. All you so-called ballers holding up stacks of money on Instagram, start buying these abandoned homes. Let's get our neighborhoods functioning. Start planting community gardens. Get away from food deserts. Start creating wealth within wealth. You want to know what's fly to me about a man that got money, that a woman that got money, is when she can get back and reach back to somebody and produce another millionaire. That's sexy to me. That's impressive to me. Jay-Z said it. You don't want to know what's better than one millionaire? Two, three, four, five, six. Meaning, it doesn't do any good to have the anomaly standing out and we all, oh, wow, look at how much money they got. We need to start producing that within ourselves. We are the biggest consumers out there. Let that sink in, guys. We spend $140 billion yearly. All right, I'm going to leave that one right there. Whatever. I know I done stabbed a couple people in a little tight spot where it hurts. They're probably turning the radio off right now, deleting the unsubscribe button, you know, whatever you do, that's fine. It's my opinion. Like it, love it, hate it, lose it, whatever. But you ain't going to change me. Like I said, if you part of all this self-hate, my plight is worse than yours, and y'all don't treat us, and you ain't shit. And if you loud and obnoxious, you ain't shit. I'm serious. I'm tired of this, oh, we can't speak our mind because you can't speak against them. And dude, whatever. Because there's a lot of black women out there that are intelligent and smart and powerful and are well-respected. And they have my respect. They know how to move. They know how to handle business. And you want to know how? They don't spend time with this nonsense. There's a lot of brothers out there that are handling business. They know how to respect. They know how to make moves. They're handling business to a degree that you can't even understand. They don't have time to disrespect people. But we need to stop giving an energy and time and attention to this nonsense, man. Kanye running for president. Boy, if y'all ask me what my thoughts are on that, man, please. You better go kick rocks with open toe shoes on. If that's my opinion. That's how I feel about it. Kick rocks with open toe shoes on. That's how I feel about it. Ouch. Anyway, man, to you, bro.
My bunions hurt. Man.
I'm going to stop right getting a little.
You going to win all the way from Trump teenies to grabbing crotches. Yo, you going hard in the paint, baby. Look, hey, man.
We as a people, we got to do better. Man, I remember being a young person in the 90s, and I remember wanting to make changes. And I remember there was older dudes who used to come to the colleges and used to come to the high schools and take us to the college on weekends and show us what the college life was like. And, you know, try to get us acclimated to understanding that there was life after high school. And, you know, those brothers took time to teach and reach. And I remember seeing brothers and sisters working together on different levels. Now, you've always had different sectors, right? You had the ghetto people who wanted to just do ghetto things, but they didn't represent the totality of who we were. And for some reason, man, we've gotten back to this. He said, she said, my struggle, your struggle, this struggle, but we're all struggling. At the end of the day, if we're all struggling, what's the point and the purpose? And we have to get to this point of building our communities and stop worrying about what other people think about us and have more compassion for one another. What do we think about each other? What do we want to see from each other? I would love to be able to have a Rolodex of 15 to 50 to 500 entrepreneurs that I can reach out to with a business opportunity, and we can get that happen tomorrow. And from that business opportunity, we can create employment for hundreds and thousands of people and continue to do that until we don't have to worry about these skewed numbers of unemployment. Like, understand that, dude. A lot of y'all are grinding because you want to stunt on somebody. I'm grinding because I want to employ people and not just employ them to work for me. I want to see them grow to get their own so that they can employ people. Like, it's not about me. It's bigger than who we are. We have to be able to pass down wealth from generation to generation. Otherwise, dude, just because we're making a noise now, if we don't make the necessary changes within, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a form of slavery that is prevalent now, but it's going to mutate. And if you see what the Hunger Games look like, it's going to be desolate in the neighborhoods that mostly our people populate. They're going to be controlled. And if we're not careful, dude, all these post-apocalyptic movies that we like to get entertained by, boy, one day if we're not careful, we're going to turn around and it's going to be reality.
Yeah, but the funny thing about that, B, is that it's going to be a lot of white people enslaved too. So, boy, welcome to the motherfucking party.
Wait a minute. I voted for you.
We appreciate that. Get your crack ass over here.
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it, dude. You know, I'm a clown.
Hell no. Ezekiel, you got some explaining to do.
It's crazy, man.
Anyway, you gotta understand, you know, they use racism as the chaos, but there's people who have a love of color, and that color is green,
right?
And they would say, boy, they would sell your trailer park ass all down the river.
I'm telling you, dude, that's what I'm talking about. White people need to wake up and be like, wait a minute, I'm not even in the 10%, so let alone the 1%. But as long as I keep you focused on the fact that you're not black, you think you better. And you're not.
Listen, they put this man in office talking about make America great again. They gonna realize what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And half those people that made America great again can't even afford their medications.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me give y'all a history lesson, white people. The Emancipation Proclamation, right? Everybody wants to think that Lincoln freed the slaves. Okay, they designed it for you idiots to think that that was the purpose, But you do know that that was a crippling move to cripple the South. That was a business move because the South was so much powerful than the North. It had nothing to do with the slaves. Yep. They wanted to cripple the economy of the South. That's why they the Emancipation Proclamation. So it looks like they freed the slaves because they were doing a humanitarian thing. Actually, they were not doing a humanitarian thing. It was a power move. And Lincoln was trying to punch the South because the South wanted to separate from the Union. So when you look at history and understand what history is, then you really know that all of that rhetoric that you're speaking, y'all really don't understand history.
That's the reason why reparations were never awarded. They were never afforded because the intent to that, the other part of that is once they ended slavery, it wasn't to legalize or to make African American citizens. It was to deport them because the country had now been built and they wanted to cripple the South by eliminating free labor, which made their wealth more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, people, I want y'all to also do your history on this one. I want you to check out Wilmington, North Carolina in 1898 and see what happened to blacks who were actually in politics in a community that were a thriving black community. I want you to understand what happened in Wilmington, 1898, North Carolina. Do your history. Check that out. It's quite interesting how when blacks are trying to advance, there's always a white mob to take them down and basically pulled a coup, but I'm not going to give it up. I want y'all to really do your history. Check that out. It's very interesting because we always refer to Black Wall Street, but before Black Wall Street, 1898, Wilmington, North Carolina, check out your history. It's insane how when blacks have always tried to thrive and rise based off of the oppression, the jealousy really starts to show from white people.
Yeah, it does.
It really starts to show. So, and like I said the other day, I said, Black Lives Matter seems to piss off these white women more because everything was plagiated to them. Everything has been adorned for them. There's nobody talking about white women in the talk shows anymore. So now you start to see the rise of people like, well, what about me? Well, what about you?
Well, that's why I tell my sisters, you better be careful with this whole feminist thing, because that battle was cleverly designed with a different intent in mind, especially for our families and our unit. Once they turn people into this mindset of perpetuating their struggles above everyone else, you create this disconnect and this disillusion that the black male is part of your oppression. And you're fighting for liberation from what? What are you fighting for liberation of? Mm. Because that person is not an ally to you. You have been weaponized in the worst way. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Do your research and do your history. You have been weaponized in the worst way.
Oh, yeah. Because every time, now this is not all white women, because I'm not going to dog all white women. But
it's not about
certain white women have utilized the black woman's vote and got what they wanted and then turned their backs on you. So you got to look, man, read, educate, and understand what history really is. And understand why you're doomed to repeat it if you don't understand what's going on. So with that said, one more thing before this season finale ends. The comedian Gary Owens, if I ever see you, I'm going to whoop your white ass, boy. Because because you're married to a black woman, nigga, I'm so fucking sick of you. I'm so fucking sick of your cracker ass cracker, nigga. I cannot fucking stand you. You are the worst type of bitch in the fucking world. But that's a different show. I'm going to make a show about your ass, white boy. I'm going to have to talk to you.
Briefly let people know, because I don't want people to think you just a hater.
Man, fuck that white boy. I don't give a fuck what people think about what I have to say, motherfucker. This is my shit. But at the end of the day, dude, Gary Owens basically came out and said that he's glad that he's black famous. And I didn't even know that you were black famous, bitch. So he was like, yeah, well, somebody, you know, a black guy came up me, you know, and he even played the brother as, yeah, I know who you is. So he basically right. telling the story about him getting jacked or getting jumped on because he was a white person. And at the, you know, two weeks ago. And I'm like, wait a minute. So all of a sudden you got Black Lives Matter, then you got certain white women losing their fucking mind. And all of a sudden here come this crack ass white boy. Did he want to say this shit? Like the timing is so fucking, it makes you think. So I'm like, yo, bro, like seriously, you're not that funny, homie. And none of the shit that you were saying, it didn't hold any merit. And I was like, right. yo, bro, yeah. you really yeah, should have shut the fuck up.
Exaggerated. Well, yeah, because the timing of it is just poor taste, because it's like.
Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. I don't want to seem like a Karen. I don't want to seem like a Karen. Yeah, but you are a Karen, bitch.
But because you're doing it in a way of getting attention, and you're doing it for likes, but at the same time, with what's going on, was that necessary for you to put that story and that narrative out there at that point in time? So if you really care about the things that you have gone on record and said that you cared about, why then come back and why contradict that with a story of making it seem like the angry black man, oh, they savages, and I'm just a poor innocent white guy, and thank God that, you know, I'm black famous. That's the only thing that saved me. As if,
nigga, you ain't, you know, black that, famous.
That goes back to that narrative that we're all dangerous and we're all predatorial. And it's like, it was very poor taste. It was something that, you know, maybe you should have shared that in your inner circle. Maybe you are, you know, or in your household, but going online with that, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, Gary, that was bad taste, bro.
He knew exactly what he was doing, man. Like, look, dude,
it was in bad taste.
I tolerate you and Justin Bieber, bitch ass, because I look at it like this. Neither one of you, I don't give a fuck about neither one of you. I crack your fucking back wide the fuck open, homie. You ain't shit, homie. That's how the fuck I feel about you. Okay? Because, see, I look at you motherfuckers as culture vultures. As long as you, and that's why black people have to be very careful about giving these nigga passes out. Cause you don't have no nigga pass with me. I beat the brakes off your ass. It was so much in poor taste. And I'm like, your black wife should have checked your shit, bitch. That's how much in poor taste that your ass was. You was out of pocket. You was that far out of pocket. So you're not black famous. You're just another fucking white boy who is a fucking culture vulture, just like fucking Eminem. So I call all you fucking white boys out. Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke. I call all of you out. Because you ain't shit. But at the end of the day, my focus is not upon you. My focus is upon my people. So, and I know that there are good white people out there. There's good people out there. And while I'm at it, Terry Crews, please shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up.
Boy, you on one today,
bro. Man, I'm just saying, bro, like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Terry Coon Crews, what'd he do now?
Man, my nigga, he keeps on, dude. There's good white people. There's good. I'm going to stand for right. I'm not going to. I'm like, dude, like.
Did he stand for Gabrielle Union when she was going through the discrimination?
But then he said, I have to ask my wife. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck does your wife have to do with this?
Okay, so you say you're going to stand for the good, right? Mm-hmm. But isn't that standing for the good? Like, what did Gabrielle do to deserve that treatment? So if she was coming forth with, you know, the nonsense, why wouldn't you stand with her?
Because, man, look, dude, look. It's just like you said, dude. It's the one Negro syndrome. I'm the only nigga that got to shine right now. And as long as these white people like me, I'm going to be the one that's shining. Yeah, you're going to shine they fucking shoes, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Okay? Shut the fuck up.
I just find it very odd that he was an advocate for, you know, Me Too and this, that, and the other. And then when Gabrielle Union came forth and said the things that she was dealing with America Got Talent, he basically played the I didn't see nothing card.
Well, yeah, and because I'm like, But you, wow. You didn't see nothing when that white boy grabbed your nuts the first time, did you? You only pushed his hand away when your wife looked at it and noticed it. Nigga, get the fuck out of here, bitch, nigga. Shut the fuck up,
bro.
That's why I don't give a fuck about celebrities, nigga. That is a made up word. You are not a fucking celebrity because I don't celebrate any other fucking person just because you on TV or you do whatever you do. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care. I still want justice for Breonna Taylor. I still want justice for George Floyd. I still want justice for Elijah McClain.
Yes, please.
I want justice.
Yes.
And Kanye West, shut the fuck up. Because if I ever see you, I'm going to beat the brakes off your ass, man. I actually go to jail fucking you up. Shut the fuck up. You a bitch.
Wow.
You're nothing but a little bitch. Go and let somebody finger bang your ass, nigga. Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of your fucking mouth. You ain't shit but a fucking opportunist. And I'm sick of it.
Wow.
See, in life, dude, we got to stop playing with these fucking people. We got to clean house on a lot of these assholes, man. We got to clean house, man. Like, seriously, dude, yeah, we got to get our house in order. See, a lot of you niggas ain't coming to my table and breaking bread with me. I'm going to tell you again, my circle is so small, it's a dot. And I'm saying that for a reason. We are hurting in these streets. We are dying in these streets, and I'm tired of it. I'm not a hashtag. I'm not a slogan of the week. My life matters to me just like your life should matter to you. All lives matter when Black lives matter.
There you go.
So at the end of the day, I want to thank all of you for riding with us. Forgive me for dropping certain words, but hey, at the end of the day, yeah, you fucking welcome. Shit. Yo, Angel, this has been Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet, Walter LeRae. That is my dope co-host,
Angel.
This has been the ending of season 2, and we have rolled hard and put your ass away wet.
Yeah. Oh, he put an exclamation point on that season for now.
That's what it is, baby. I love you, Angel.
I love you too, bro.
All right, man. This is the time we spread our fingers.
I need you to breathe, for more. I need you to breathe.
I ain't breathing. I'm tired of these fuck boys and these bullshit, man. They fucking up the church's money.
Oh boy.
They fucking up the church's money, man. I'm in the piccolo player as a motherfucker.
Oh my God. He went wrong. I don't
know. Tired of these assholes, man. They want to talk about Jada. Who Jada? I don't give a fuck who fucking Jada. Shit, Will don't care. Who give a fuck? Will like, man, tie that pussy up, nigga. Let me go because Will got his own type. Keep that bitch busy.
That's it. We off the air. See you later.
I don't give a fuck about the Will Smith. You know, the damn family is weird any damn way, motherfucker. You don't know. The boy don't know if he a girl. The girl don't know if she a boy. You don't know what's going on in that damn household. Jada mama looking like a old GIF. Come on, man. Hey, hold on, man. Hold up.
That escalated quickly.
This is what I feel about Will Smith and his family.
Fuck your couch. Buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Your couch. Your couch. Darknesses.
Get a hand snap of it. Get a hand snap of it. Oh, sweet.
And this has been Miss Talks Podcast, man. We love you people. Thank you. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Cast. Look us up, Will Smith. You'll love what we say about you, bitch, nigga. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast.
We used to be on those places.
I mean, ain't nothing. I can hear motherfuckers talk about a lot more wicked shit than this. So I'm just tired, dude. I'm tired of these. They worried about, but the memes with August Alsina with Jada as Eartha Kitt and Boomerang. That shit is hilarious. Whoever thought of that one, that's funny. August, darling. Yeah, dude. I'm so sick of these fucking idiots, dude. Anyway, man, thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. This has been your host with the most, trying not to boast.
Wow.
Signing off, man. Spreading these two fingers apart, shaking a deuce at you. Peace.
Fuck your couch. Buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Your couch. Fuck your couch. Darknesses. Darknesses.
Peace, my niggas. Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. If you would like to be a part of our show, or if you have any suggestions and topics that you would like us to speak on, please feel free to reach us at MissTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. Just search Miss Talks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let the journey begin.